I'm a retired American Baptist pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, ministers don't retire. They just call it the pastor.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one, Mark. Okay.
Anyways, so I went down to Portsmouth yesterday. They had a lot of anti-Semitic and anti-LGBT stuff mm-hmm. we have heard about in the businesses. And we had a wonderful gathering at the Temple Israel yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah, and, Saturday was supposed to be declared a day of hate by one of these right-wing hate groups affiliated with the Republican exactly. Party. I'm forgetting which one.
Yeah, well, there's too many, unfortunately.
Yeah. And they're formidable.
But yeah, so we had a wonderful gathering, and my wife and I shared the story of when we were pastoring Keene at an American Baptist church who accept women pastors, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We had a flood years ago, you may remember it, and the temple was celebrating Yom Kippur, and they needed a place to worship because their synagogue was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, being the First Baptist Church, American Baptist Church, offered them our space, and our committee met. You have to have meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we met, and we welcomed them, and they had this big cross hanging down from our center, and they wanted, we said, should we cover it? They said, no, it's your worship space. I went to some of the events, and it was just a wonderful coming together against mm-hmm. anti-Semitism and welcoming each other. A few months later, they sent me a postcard saying, we've planted a tree for your congregation in Israel.
Wow. Isn't that sweet?
So a story of hope.
There you go.
In the midst of all the hate.
We need more of those, Mark. Mark, thank you very much for that. That's sweet. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, there was something I was actually thinking about on this topic, but they were referring to these Republicans wanting to send, F-16s to Ukraine. And, there's some Republicans that are, quite hawkish, I guess.
Yes.
At least that's how they're presenting themselves. You know, they want to do even more. They say the Biden administration's not doing enough. And it got me thinking about militant or militaristic Christianity in general and political Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And, these aspects are on the rise in Russia, actually.
Yeah.
Now, this is not surprising, because I saw it in our military. It didn't get reported on very much. But I saw people starting to do rather irrational things, and their justification was some sort of religious bent. And, I correlated it to the ambiguity in Afghanistan, right? People really didn't understand why their friends were dying. They really didn't understand it. You know, and we saw it with, remember old Bergdahl. You know, he said that's why he left, because he didn't understand what was going on there.
Yeah.
So my question is this. Have you considered at all the ramifications of this militaristic Christianity rising in two nuclear powers like Russia and the United States.
Putin is stoking it. I mean, his speech on Tuesday last week, his speech specifically said that he had to attack Ukraine because the Ukrainians were collaborating with Americans to promote homosexuality and same-sex marriage in Russia. And this is a corrosive poison that he would not tolerate in his country. I mean, those are not verbatim quotes, but they're damn close.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to write about this tomorrow. It'll be probably my opening rant tomorrow. I've been reading his speech. Greg Palast got me started reading Putin's speeches, and now it's like I can't stop. It's like, whoa, really? He said that?
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Dave, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Will Sommer will be with us. An amazing QAnon story. Stick around. This is going to get interesting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.